I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Quick, what do you think about pull tabs? Ouch, watch your language. If you're like most treasure hunters, you despise them, especially if you hunt a lot of parks. Pull tabs are everywhere. Well, listen up, and maybe by the end of this show, you won't hate them as much as you thought you did. First, you need to know about Ermal Frazee, a tool and die maker in Dayton, Ohio. Ermal found himself at a picnic one summer day in 1959 without a church key to open his beer can, and that got Ermal to thinking about how to make a self-opening can of beer. It took a lot of experimenting. The main problem was figuring out how to make a partial cut into the top of the beer can so that a part of the top could be pulled off by hand. If the cut was too shallow, you couldn't pull it open, and if the cut was too deep, air pressure inside the can could pop it open without human help. It took a couple of years of experimentation, but he stuck to it, and eventually Ermal Frazee was ready to market his self-opening beer can. He sold his invention to Alcoa, and in March 1962, Iron City Beer of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, introduced the first can of beer with a pull tab. But they introduced it in Virginia. Evidently, they didn't want to sell it locally until they were sure it worked okay. Beer cans exploding at random would not have been healthy for Iron City beer sales. Iron City didn't call it a pull tab, they called it a zip top or a snap top, but it looked very much like the teardrop-shaped pull tabs we were digging all through the 1970s. In 1963, an international beer company began using the zip tops, Schlitz Beer. At first there were problems. Cut lips and even noses from sharp edges where the tab was, beer leaking out the sides of the opening and dripping down the user's chin, and that little handle breaking off without removing the tab. Many beer companies resisted the pull tab at first. They called it an expensive fad. True, it added about half a cent to the cost of making each can, but in just 1 year, Iron City's beer sales increased by 233%. By 1965, three-fourths of the country's breweries were selling their beer in pull-tab cans, and the church key industry could see the writing on the wall. They were about to go the way of the buggy whip manufacturers. There was one big problem with the teardrop pull-tab, though. What did you do with it after you pulled it off the can? Most people just tossed it on the ground, as anyone who's ever swung a metal detector knows. Some people dropped them back into the can and then cut themselves when they drank from the can and the pull tab came right back at them. After 13 years of the teardrop pull tab, the stay-on pull tab was introduced. It was called a push tab, and it solved all the pull tab problems, right? The tab stayed attached to the can and just dropped out of sight and out of the way. Well, like they say, when you think you've idiot-proofed a product, a smarter idiot comes along. With a little effort, twisting, wiggling, and pulling on that tab, you could get the stay-on tab to not stay on. By gum, I threw the old tabs on the ground, I'm going to throw the new ones on the ground, too. So now we're finding tons of square pull tabs, the kind that stay on the can. Right. And we can thank Mr. Ermal Frazee for all of this. Actually, I do thank him. Because without the pull tab to drive us nuts, lost gold rings would be found immediately by the first person to swing a detector over them. But most treasure hunters skip right over those rings because they've set their detectors to skip over pull tabs. To your metal detector, a gold ring is a pull tab and a pull tab is a gold ring. As I've said so many times before, skip the pull tabs, skip the gold rings. Any treasure hunter who discriminates out pull tabs is leaving gold rings for me. So though you make me crazy sometimes, Ermal Frazee, thanks for all those gold-class rings. And finally, the commercial. My book, The Metal Detecting Manual, is not available anywhere except through my own website. If Amazon or Abe Books or Alibris wants it, they have to buy it from me at the same price you pay. Read all about it at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.